With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. As women's basketball evolve internationally, the same can be said for women's basketball locally, as the finals are now set and the two top teams in the National League are ready to take the court for the best of three series at the John Gray Gym this weekend. This Sunday, Coach Corey McGee and his defending champions, Infinity, will go head-to-head with Coach Wendy Manzanares and her dream team in a must-see finals matchup. K-Man Basketball President Colin Anglin says both teams will feature the most prolific scorers for the season, and both teams will have an up-tempo style of play that fans won't want to miss.
The two best of three women's final begins this Sunday at the John Gray Gym. Can you tell fans why they should come out and support, and what's to be expected of these two top teams?
Well, I think everybody is really excited and pumped about women's basketball in general, especially after what's been happening in college basketball with the Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark movement. So I think in general, people are much more excited. But I don't think people really know the caliber of some of the players that are actually here. I mean, I'm seeing, for example, some people that are supercharged in terms of offensive ability. You see that in Vicky Gray for Infinity, and then you see that in Kaya Clark, who's a new kid on the scene, but you know, she's sure not playing like it. She's playing like she owns the league right now. She's averaging 40 points a game. So we kind of have our own version of Caitlin Clark. And guess what? Her last name happens to be Clark as well. So who knows? They might be related for all we know.
Can you share a little more about the teams and who fans should be looking out for come game one of the best of three series?
So there's some great offensive ability on display. And people need to come and see that because these women's teams are really playing well. And it's some good basketball, some great talent. Like I said, on the Infinity team, Vicky is leading the team in scoring and stuff. But, you know, you also have some great young talent there. You have Laurie Brown. You have Celeska McLaughlin. You have sharp shooter Jessica Wattler. You got Bethany Ebanks. You got Chantel Wilkes. You know, so that's a really good crop of young talent, to be honest. These are teenagers playing in a women's league, and they're holding their own. And then, of course, over on the Dream side, you also have Ranjane De Grey, who's a former college player as well. She's here in Cayman now. And so she's a great post player. And then you also have Hannah Parchman, who can also light it up. So the Dream kind of have their big three. You know, they have their version of the big three, and they have a great supporting cast as well. So it's going to be a really good matchup. Infinity got the better of Dream in the first two. So, you know, the Dream are looking to even the score with them. And, of course, Infinity want to prove that what happened before is not a fluke. So there's a lot riding on it, but it's good basketball on display. It's going to be a great matchup. Don't miss it.
Alrighty. As you spoke of Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, there has been a new dynamic shift in women's basketball where you're seeing it take precedence over men's basketball even. Not sure for how long, but how much of an influence or an impact do you think that shift has had on the National Women's League?
I think it's been really good. It's important for women to see other women playing at that level because it inspires them and it lets them know, hey, you know what, I really got to go and work on my game. Or, you know what, I thought I had made it. I thought that I was it until I saw these players play. So it's something that sends a loud message to say, hey, look, step your game up because this is what awaits you if you're an aspiring athlete who wants to play at the next level. So I think in general, it's bringing some great recognition, some long overdue recognition to women's basketball. It's good for the sport.
CBA President Colin Anglin there. Both Infinity and Dream closed out their opponents in the semifinal round, defeating them two straight games in a best-of-three matchup. It's also worthy of note that Infinity remains undefeated throughout the season. Who will win game one of the finals? Set for this Sunday, April 28th at the John Gray Gym at 3 p.m. And Cayman Rugby is taking their under-14s and under-18 girls teams to a youth tournament in Miami this weekend. The Florida Youth Rugby Union and Miami Sharks present the first annual under-14 and under-19 Coconut Cup, where Cayman Islands will face off against Lady Jaguars tomorrow. Cayman Rugby Women's manager is Mercedes Foy.
So this weekend is another amazing experience. It's a historic tour. We're taking away our under-14 and our under-18 girls to play in Miami. Now, for us and both for Miami, it's historic for a number of reasons because there's not much girls rugby happening across Florida. So they're actually bringing girls from all across the state from different high school teams to play against our under 18 and our under 14 girls. We're playing at two different venues the weekend. Probably the most exciting venue, we're actually playing before the Miami Sharks, which is a new major league rugby team based in Miami. They play out of Inter Miami Football Club. So yeah, the girls are playing as a pre-game to the major league rugby game. So yeah, it's exciting. 90% of the team is Caymanian for both under 14 and under 18s. Like I say, we're really, really lucky with the sponsorship we've got in from Elite Marbling and Trade View Markets. The girls have worked hard selling raffle tickets to pay their contribution towards the trip. But yeah, we're all extremely excited. We've got 10 coaches that are flying with the team as well, who are all volunteers. It's going to be an amazing weekend.
The under 14 team will play at 4:30 p.m. with the under 19 match to begin immediately after. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.